We are I. I often wonder, you know, why it's so gratifying when your body feels solid and strong. You know, and I got to be able to experience this feeling multiple times yesterday, but, you know, through everyday life, sometimes you just need to be able to pick up something heavy. Or sometimes you just need to do a lot of physical work, and it just so happens that in my life, I get a lot of opportunity to realize that this work isn't hard. So some of it I force upon myself. Some of it just comes naturally by my day. You know, for an example of this is, you know, like yesterday I decided to, you know, wake up as I usually do. I had to wake up a little bit early to make sure that I could get on the treadmill and, you know, run my 4K. And I know 4K isn't a lot, and it's not the point of running the distance. It's that time window that I'm going for, because I really find about that, you know, 20-22 minutes is that sweet spot where I'm able to eat and do what I want and be able to maintain the lean body mass that I want at the same time. You know, and this is proven and backed by science. About that 20-minute window is when we just deplete all the glycogen in your body and you're not really tapping into that lean body mass. And I do this in the morning when my glycogen levels are the lowest anyway. And whether or not it's helping or how much lean body mass I'm preserving, you know, I don't really know. But one thing I do know is I can look at myself in the mirror and say, since I've started deploying this system and scaling back the cardio by about, you know, 10-15 minutes in the morning, it's paid dividends. And I can't deny that. And I feel great. Just something, that little bit of movement in the morning just helps really turn the corner. Plus sitting in the sun helps relax the body. And then ending off with that ice bath, that cold shower just invigorates the body and just gets me charged up and ready to go. You know, but then through the natural progression of my day, you know, I had to pick up 1,020 long English cucumbers. Now, this is where I always kind of laugh about deadlifts, that if I ever needed to lift something heavy, what's the point of doing super heavy deadlifts if, you know, you come across that heavy thing in life and you're just going to use a forklift anyway? And all these cucumbers were in boxes stacked on a pallet and using a forklift. So simple as that. And then I go pick up 3,200 pounds of parsnips, which now that I say those parsnips, I realize I forgot to give my buddy a bag of parsnips last night, like I promised I would, but I'd have to do that to maybe next time I see him. And one of the pallets fit in, but three of the pallets wouldn't fit end to end. So I just got the guy to be able to drop a pallet off. And I look at this and it's about 1,600 pounds, this one pallet. And they're in 3 pound bags. But these 3 pound bags are in 12 pound bundles. So, you know, you're kind of looking at what, 13 pounds? That's 369. You know, it's about 39 pounds ish. Maybe there's more than 13. So I thought that we worked out the math there, 48. So there might be, what, 15? That math works out. But anyway, or maybe the 16 if that math works out. But the whole point is that I could grab these bags off this pallet, walk a couple feet, climb up into the back of the Sprinter van, hoist them up over my head, put them on top of another pallet, and then pass them to somebody who could awkwardly grab them from the side and, you know, shove them down in between each pallet and the walls of this Sprinter van. And we both did it with ease. Took not even 10 minutes. Didn't even break a sweat. Didn't bat an eye. Super easy. I would never even think of it as a workout. But the one thing is, I do look at a lot of people who would stare down the barrel of that and be like, holy fuck. You know, maybe not have the stability to get into the truck, not have the upper body strength to be able to, you know, press it with ease over the head or carry that awkward load that's on one side, like a briefcase squat or a briefcase deadlift. You know, but this is the reason why I do all these things all the time, to be able to make my life easier, right? I don't even have to think about it. And, you know, like when my kids want to be thrown into the pool, or, you know, when they want to run and play tag, like I'm like, I will fuck you up in this. Yeah, you might have young kid energy, but like, oh man, I train lots for this moment right here so I can see you smile and laugh until you decide not to. Not until, fat, lazy old dad decides that's just too much. Or having a jammer out there on the soccer pitch. Then have my kids have to realize that, which does happen. Just not to me. But then midday, like this, brings us to the morning. Midday, we get to around 12:30. And then I have to train with a guy that I know. We work out, and it's kind of a little bit of lighter workout for me because, he likes to push hard, but my push hard and his push hard are a little bit different. We burn through that workout for an hour. And then I carry on with the rest of my day, full tilt, nonstop, let's go. Yesterday I started my morning at 3:30 in the morning, full tilt until third training session, which, arguably some people might say four because of those parsnips, but I would never consider that 10-minute anything to be a workout. Although, ironically, I call 20 minutes running on the treadmill a workout, and it's 50% of that. But then I get to my last workout of the day, which starts at about, 6:20, 6:25, maybe 6:30 at the max. And we go fucking hard. If I can test myself, I can push that button in the elevator to the basement. I can shake hands with the devil when the door opens. And I can look him straight in the eye and say, I will fucking drag you to the fucking farthest depths of this place. And we'll go into the corner. We'll go into the basement of the basement. And we'll play. This is where I go to do that. I save everything I have to be able to do this. And, I guess ironically you say by what, 15 hours later, after multiple times of working out and crushing a day, how much do you have left? And I say, everything. Because it means that much to me. It means that much to me. Do everything. Legs. Heavy legs. Endurance legs. Let's go. Let's go. Right now. 60 minutes. Why? Well, it's 58 minutes and 38 seconds or something like that. But let's go. All to full tilt. Let's go. Heavy barbell back squats supersetted with heavy dumbbell step ups. Taxing legs, just one set after another after another. Not a superset, just a continuous set. Assault bike, back on, assault bike, back on, assault bike, back on. Hamstring curls, at least 100 hamstring curls in 3.5 minutes. At least 100 leg extensions in 3 minutes. 100 jump squats, 100 ab crunches. Let's go right now. Just to be able to have a little bit of fun. And then you wake up in the morning, your legs feel fine. Body feels fine. Energy is fine. Get up at 3:15 this morning. It is 4:23 a.m. right now. Already crushed a bunch of shit that I needed to do and excited to be able to start this day because this is going to be a heavy day. Heavy day. But this is the reason why. So you can do all this shit and feel strong. Because I look at the faces of the people, the energy of the people, the souls of the people that when they do a fraction of shit like this, how it's like they're standing a deer in the headlights and you can see the look in their eyes. They're defeated, and rightfully so, you should be. Because when I'm staring down the barrel of a 225 squat, going for 5 reps, I'm my second set in after doing 30 minutes of barbell back squat, dumbbell step ups, and assault bike on my third and a half workout of the day after about 16 straight full tilt hours into my day. I want my fucking legs to feel strong, and they do. I want my mind to feel strong, and it is. I want my soul to be like granite, and it is. Because when I punch that basement, that B, in that elevator, and those doors open, and the devil's standing there and saying, welcome, and I shake his hand, and I say, you have no fucking idea. That's what I do it for.